we all know that David HaMelech had one request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem, oisa avakesh. Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai, lachzois benoyim Hashem ulevaker beheicholai. The request of David HaMelech begins with a bakosha of shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. That David HaMelech just wanted to be part of the Beis Hashem for his whole life. But at the end of the pasuk it says, ulevaker beheicholai. What does the word levaker beheicholai mean? Levaker beheicholai is commonly translated miloshen bikur, a loshen of visit. David HaMelech said, I want to be shifty beveis Hashem kol yimechayai, and I want to visit beheicholai. And the question is a stira from the resha to the seifa? The beginning of the pasuk says that David wants to be a shifty beveis Hashem kol yimechayai, that's a permanent resident beveis Hashem. And at the end, he says he wants to come as a visitor. Bevakir beheicholai. What's the pshat and the stira of this psukim? So the truth is, the word levakir beheicholai is commonly translated as a visit in the Heichal of Hashem, but it's very possible that's not the correct translation. Some mefarshim say that the lashon of levakir beheicholai is the lashon of boiker. That David HaMelech said, not only does he want to be a shifty beveis Hashem kol yimechayai, but he also wants to be there early in the morning. In other words, not just to come, he wants to be able to be zeicha to come on time also. That's what it means, levakir beheicholai. That's one mahalach of the mefarshim. But the mefarshim and mefarish, a different mahalach, that what does it mean, levakir beheicholai? Not a lushan of bikur as visit, rather levakir beheicholai means by the lushan we find in the Gemara about bikur mumin. There's a halacha that before you bring a carbon, you check it for a few days to make sure that there's no mum that will disqualify the carbon. When you're checking the animal for mum, that's called bikur mumin. Bikur is a lushan of checking, of examining. And that's what David HaMelech said. I want to be, first of all, a shifty beveis Hashem kol yimechayai, lachzois benoyim Hashem, and also I want to be levakir beheicholai. I want to be there in the heichol and check and examine what might need to be fixed, what might be missing, and I want to be the one that's going to fix it. That's what David HaMelech meant, and that's the taich of bikur. Bikur doesn't mean visit. Bikur means like bikur mumin, to examine what's missing. And that's really the real meaning of bikur cholim. Commonly, people translate bikur cholim, visiting the sick person. But that's not really the mitzvah of bikur cholim. The mitzvah of bikur cholim is also like bikur mumin, where a person goes to the chola and examines and checks what he might need. Does he need me to clean something? Does he need medication? Does he need a doctor? I check the needs of the chola and I try to supply it. That's bikur cholim, and that's what David HaMelech also meant when he said, levaker beheichol, not to visit in the heichol as a guest, rather levaker, to examine and check what might need to be fixed in the heichol Hashem, and he wanted to be the one who's going to have that zchus. The question is, first of all, I understand that if something is brought to your attention that needs to be fixed, so if someone's willing, he'll go fix it. But David HaMelech had a tefillah, an achas sha'alti from Hashem. I want to be the one that zoicha to be levakir beheicholai. Why do we have to daven for that? If it comes up to me, I'll take care of it. But why do we have to be the one that davening for that schus of levakir beheicholai? And also, lefi what we're saying now, it sounds like David HaMelech had two requests. One request was shifti beveis Hashem kol yimechayai, and the second one was levakir beheicholai, to be the one who examines and fixes what needs to be fixed. So it's two bakashas. It's not achasha alti meis Hashem. The answer could possibly be that David HaMelech's one bakasha was shifti beveis Hashem kol yimechayai, and shifti beveis Hashem means as a permanent member of Beis Hashem, kavua, and get the full benefits of Beis Hashem, David HaMelech understood that if he's just going to come to Beis Hashem and enjoy and be nehena from everything that Beis Hashem has to offer, that's not going to do the job. In order to properly connect to something, it's not enough just to be a taker. You also have to be a giver. And David HaMelech knew that if he's just going to come and be shifty b'Beis Hashem and enjoy all the benefits of Beis Hashem, even though obviously the benefit and the joy that Beis Hashem gives somebody are all good things, but he'll only be in the role of a taker and not contributing anything. David HaMelech knew that the only way that he could properly connect fully to Beis Hashem if he's also a giver. That's the way we connect. By taking is not enough. You also have to be in the position of giving. So that's what David HaMelech said. Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem. I have one bakosha from Hashem, shifti b'veis Hashem kol yemei chayai. How will I do that shifti b'veis Hashem? How will it be a real shifti b'veis Hashem kol yemei chayai? A real connection is only if I also have the levaker be'echolei. David HaMelech knew he has to be not only in the position of taking, he also has to be in the position of giving. That's levaker be'echolei. It's possible that this idea could also be seen in the Parshas HaShavua. In the Parshas HaShavua, we have the inyan of the Benoi Tzlavchad. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking about the Yerusha Sa'aretz, how every single person in Klal Yisrael, every single male in Klal Yisrael will be zeicha to a part of Eretz Yisrael, and which will then be passed down, be Yerusha throughout the generations. The daughters of Tzlavchad realize that the father is going to be left out. He's not alive anymore. There were no sons, only daughters. And it didn't say beferish that the daughters get any chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they complained. What was their complaint? Pashtus, it's not fair. Everyone's getting a piece of Eretz Yisrael, a piece of real estate in Eretz Yisrael, and they're being left out. But Rashi says from Chazal that Hashem said that's not the reason why they were coming. They didn't just want real estate. When the Pasuk says that the Bnei Tzlavchad came to claim their case to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah gives the whole lineage of Bnei Tzlavchad all the way till Yosef. Vatikravna Bnei Tzlavchad, Ben Chefer, Ben Gilad, Ben Machir, Ben Menashe, L'mishpachos Menashe Ben Yosef. Rashi says, why does the Torah go back the whole lineage until Yosef? Is to tell us that this midah that they wanted Eretz Yisrael, they learned from Yosef. Ma Yosef chibei v'sa'aretz. Yosef held Eretz Yisrael very dear to him. Like he said, va'alisem es atzmoisei mizeh. He made the Shvatim make a shvua that they'll take his bones out of Mitzrayim and bring it to Eretz Yisrael. B'noisav, this offspring of Yosef, these b'nois slavchad, were also chibevu v'sa'aretz. And that's why they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we want a chelek of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi is coming to say that the Torah is teaching us they weren't just interested in the financial asset of land in Eretz Yisrael. The reason why they were asking for Eretz Yisrael is because they were mechab of Eretz Yisrael. Just like Yosef was mechab of Eretz Yisrael, they were also mechab of Eretz Yisrael. The question is, if they were really mechab of Eretz Yisrael, why did they need to get a chelek of the Yerusha? Let's say Bnei Tzlavchad wouldn't have gotten Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. Would they have been left behind in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar? For sure not. They anyway would have come into Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't have owned the Eretz Yisrael, but they would have came into Eretz Yisrael regardless. So faket, if they were really mechabev es ha'aretz, and they had no other interest besides chibev es ha'aretz, they should say, who cares who owns the land? As long as I'll be in Eretz Yisrael, kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's enough for me. What's the reason why they needed to be yoirish, a chelek of Eretz Yisrael, if it was really mishum chiba for Eretz? Maybe we could see the same idea that David HaMelech said. They knew that if we come into Eretz Yisrael without owning Eretz Yisrael, without owning a part of it, so they might be, they'll gain a lot from Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Avira de Eretz Yisrael, but they'll only be in the role of a taker, they'll be taking the milas of Eretz Yisrael, but because they don't own it, they have nothing to contribute, nothing to give. Those who own the chelak in Eretz Yisrael, a chelak of Eretz Yisrael, they have to come, be meiser nefesh, to be miyashe v'sa'aretz, and all the mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz, they contributed to Eretz Yisrael. They knew if they're just going to come without a Yerusha, they're coming as a guest, they're coming as an outsider. It could be they'll be nehenne, but if you really want to connect to something, it's not enough just to take. You also have to give. Just like David HaMelech was mefakish, I want shifti beveis Hashem kol yamechayai, but that will only be if I'm also levaker beheicholai. I'll contribute. The B'nai Slavcha knew the same thing. The only way that they'll really connect to Eretz Yisrael, if they'll be in the position of giving, of contributing. And for that, they wanted a Yerusha. They didn't want to just be in the position of taking and enjoying Eretz Yisrael, even the Milas Toivas of Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to be in the position of taking responsibility and giving. And that's the real way to connect to anything. That's a very important lesson. B'nai Slavchod was Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech was Shifti Beveis Hashem. Any inyan of Ruchnius that we want to connect to, yes, we have to connect to by taking and benefiting from what it has to offer. But if you really want to be a part of it, you also have to give to it. Let's not just look for the Shifti Beveis Hashem. Let's also always to emphasize and look for the ways of Levaker Beheicholai.